An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Let's do speed jokes. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hartford. Jokes sent in from Helen in Homewood and Sharon in Martin in Mount Prospect and Mugged Mary Beth in Shiraville. The writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin sent us a joke, as did Rob Curry, the author of the award-winning Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Bob Brower in Petersburg sent us a joke. First time submission from David in Rogers Park. Thank you, David. And Bob Corley in Arlington Heights. He writes, where for some reason we're still working hard to make sure the Bears stay in Chicago. Go us. Brian Penikoff in Gurnee sent us a joke. Jen Foles did in Rockford, and David Kuhn in DeKalb did. Tom Caputo and James Wing in Niles, Michigan writes, I'm realizing that I look forward more to my name being mentioned than my jokes being read. And I got news for you today, James. We ain't reading your jokes, so there's your name. What happens when you take Viagra and Rogaine at the same time your hair stands up? Autocorrect makes me say things I didn't Nintendo. Hey guys, I went to my first Fight Club meeting last night. I showed up late, so I missed the first few rules, but it was awesome. I love Fight Club. I can't wait for the next meeting. Everyone should come. You guys should go. So this guy had two wives, Kate and Edith. He spent 2 weeks of each month at each wife's house. And of course, Kate and Edith did not know this, but one day the ladies figured it out and they both left him, proving once again. You guys know how this joke ends?
Yeah.
Dave, why don't you do the end of this joke?
Oh, thanks. You can't have your Kate and Edith too. Dad, can you tell me what an eclipse is?
No, son. What kind of underwear should you wear during an eclipse, fruit of the moon? Does this happen to you guys sometimes? Someone will mention something from like 20 years ago, and my mind goes, oh yeah, the 1980s, but they meant 2004, so I need to go lay down now. The cashier told me, strip down facing me. I didn't realize she was talking about the debit card, so I'm in big trouble. I don't see so well anymore, and my hearing's not what it used to be, but apparently I still got it going on, Dave.
What do you mean?
Well, I was stopped by a cop yesterday who said I was driving erotically.
John?
She even gave me a citation to show my family. Hold on, I'm going to fix that last line. I'll edit it in later. She even gave me a citation to show my family. I got one more joke here. You know, I used to be one of the drivers of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but I lost that job. I've moved on. I now drive the Oreo Speedwagon.